Welcome to the Uncle Hack Podcast, where dudes pretty much just talk dude shit.
Welcome to another episode of the Uncle Hack Podcast. We are so happy you're here. Isn't that what all podcasters are supposed to say at the beginning? I am so happy you're listening to me. I am so happy that I'm going to waste an hour of your life of the words coming out of my mouth. Oh, it's so great that you're here. Validate me. That's what I'm looking for. Validation from strangers on the internet. Every day, you know, I wake up and I think to myself, why don't I just go all in on an influencer? I should, as a bit for a while, I should lean into being an influencer and see how many people fall for it. I'm a big fan of duping people on the internet. We'll get into that. We got to celebrate a man of, the pinnacle of dudeness, you know? When you look at a guy, and it doesn't matter race, religion, you just see the actions of another dude and you think that is what it's about right there. That guy gets it. This is a guy I can hang with. I respect this man, you know? And for a dude to get international recognition, I may add, amazing, you know? Old dudes just sometimes have it all figured out. But before we, another sad news and more sad to bring your day down. Guess what? No hate mail today. Very upsetting. The guy that wrote in last week, he's going to be livid. He's going to be chapped. Nobody's writing in hate mail into the show. Bah, that just shows like how big the listenership is and how many people do not care that I exist. And I enjoy that. I'm glad. You know what? In a weird turn of events, it's almost better that I don't get much more recognition than what I have right now on this podcast. You know, because let's be honest, if it gets too popular, maybe it all goes to my head and I turn into an asshole. Maybe I become much larger than I ever needed to be, you know, and become a quote unquote celebrity. Wouldn't that be fun? Maybe ironically, it would be great. This is how I dupe you, okay? Ironically, it would be funny if you made me a celebrity, okay? And then I have to handle that, you know, the social pressure of not making fun of trans people, which we're going to do on this show today, by the way. I have to ensure that, you know what? A lot of people, you know, a lot of people are scared to tread in those waters where I deliberately do so. So that way, any celebrity or famed will be stripped from right underneath my feet. If this decides to go a little bit bigger than what it ever needed to be, you know, in terms of like success, I don't know how you view success, but maybe success of the show in terms of listenership. Viewing, you know, for those watching on YouTube, this is to ensure that it does not get bigger than it needs to be. Okay. And that I will remain humble for the rest of my years on this planet, you know, which is a good thing. Anyways, live shows, perfect time to get into that, right? November 25th, aka this weekend, also known as this weekend. Oh boy. Grand Prairie. We are coming inside of you again. Like a baby mama in a trailer park, baby. November 25th. Tickets are going fast. I know, usually week of, we sold that bitch out last time, and which was incredible. It's felt the love in Grand Prairie, and then we're back. Then we don't have a show again until December 11th in Edmonton at the Comic Strip inside the West Edmonton Mall. December 17th, we are heading to Cranbrook, BC. December 31st for New Year's Eve, your dog is going to be in Banff. So if you're out there and you're looking to, you know, woo the old lady, but also have her upset at you, come down to our show if you're in Alberta. January 1st, we're back in Calgary at the Comedy Cave for another Danger Room. January 21st, we're heading to Rocky Mountain House. February 2nd, we are in Kindersley, Saskatchewan. February 3rd, in Provost, Alberta. You know, see, right there is what I mean by humbling myself. We go from comedy club, and then I go to Kindersley, Saskatchewan, and Provost, Alberta. That's how you humble yourself in this game, especially Canadian comedy. The globally known industry of Canadian comedy, where you only see success if you joke about if you're trans and you joke about how hard it is to date on Tinder, right? You got to be non-binary and complaining on stage about how hard it is to order a coffee and them mispronouncing you at a Starbucks. That's comedy in Canada right now. You got to be an immigrant, come over here and let everybody know how horrible white people are. That's comedy on CBC, you know? It's good for everybody, you know, because we need the constant reminder that white people are horrible. They are the worst ever to exist on the planet. They are the only ones to ever commit genocide. I'm going full alt-right right now so I can get my... Again, making sure that I don't get bigger than what I need to be. I go full alt-right every now and then. That's the bit. Yeah. Oh, yeah? You think that black people were the only ones to ever have it bad? What about when the Irish showed up in New York, huh? What about that little moment in history? Another argument I always like to hear is like when slavery gets brought up. Oh, you seem to have forgot that the blacks sold the blacks to the whites. Oh, that always makes me laugh. That's the hill to die on with that argument. Oh, really? White people are racist? Then why were Africans selling Africans to Caucasians? It's almost like you didn't like your own kind. There you go. There's my Pat King clip that they'll play if I ever get arrested. Yeah, they'll snip that up and be like, "Oh, he's out of control." That would be the bit. You know, a lot of people would be upset, I think, around me in my inner circle if that was the thing that I became known for. I'm just envisioning it in my head. It was like all of a sudden it's like, well, this guy, comedian known as Brendan Black here, also known on the internet, Uncle Hack, is caught exposing himself inside a subway downtown Calgary, Alberta. It seemed to be he was high on methamphetamine, screaming that Kanye's tweets are biblical quotes while exposing himself to bystanders waiting for the LRT system. For those that have not heard. And then that's when they like, you know how they need to paint a narrative and they'll cut to the clip and be like, why black people can't sell black people to white people anymore? My mom is over crying like, oh, Jesus Christ. You know, things were going good when he was living under my roof. Oh, God, back. Oh, you know, we got to medicate him. Ever since he's been off his medication, even though I've never taken medication, they just make that up. My mom comes out and says that. Ever since he's been off his medication, he's been getting a little loopy, you know? He watched a documentary which was projecting Hitler in a good light, and his whole ideology changed. I always knew it was a problem at the... It started to become a problem when at Thanksgiving dinner, he convinced our grandfather that 6 million at Auschwitz just didn't seem to add up. And he thought it was more around 250,000. Oh, fuck. We're starting off on a hot note right now. Thanksgiving, you know, it used to be a good time when the family came around. Now he's over there citing lines from anti-vax podcasts telling us how we're all wrong. You shouldn't trust the science and you need to wake up. Beep, boop, honk, honk. You know? Oh, fuck, that would be phenomenal. Maybe I should. I gotta have like, The only problem is like my mental breakdown wouldn't ever get covered by like TMZ or anything like that. So I'd just be like a regular day psychopath at that point, yelling at people in the grocery store. Apparently there's a guy in my hometown and he was doing that, just yelling at people in the grocery store. Which is like, that's like street preacher type shit right there. In the grocery store of all places. Like, I'm already not happy being at the grocery store. And I don't, why nowadays are we picking there, right? The anti-maskers are in there. Vegans are like fucking laying down in front of the meat aisle. Fucking putting roses on the packs of steaks. They needed a proper funeral. You know, why the grocery store? Why is the grocery store turning into the place that we make our stance? Is that because it's literally the last place where we all have to go to, you know? Not everybody attends bars anymore. It seems like, you know, I don't know. Maybe I'm just like taking too much information from the internet, but it seems like boozing, hard boozing is kind of slowing down a little bit. It's like a blue collar activity now. I don't know. That's a wild take. A lot of people are still fucking piss bags, but you know, you see like the hardcore piss tanks that I grew up with now have like weaned off a little bit. Now it's like relax and feed up, sipping beers, not chugging beers. And times are changing. You're getting older every day. Another year goes by. You're a year older. And you just reflect, you look back and just relive memories instead of making them, you know? I'm at that threshold in age where it's like, I'm scared to like not to grow up and not have those youthful experiences anymore. I'm at a weird age, you know, where it's difficult to navigate in those waters of being youthful, but without doing it in a cringy way, you know, because there's like, I don't know, when you see like 30-year-olds and they're bombed every weekend and you're like, Jesus, this guy, but it's like how they do it, you know, if they're out like just trying to wheel fucking 19-year-olds every weekend, you're like fucking... When you're 25, you're like, yeah, that dude's a beauty. But when you're like 32, you're like, God damn it, he's still doing that? You know? There's a way of doing it. There's a way of navigating those waters. And it can be difficult. You know, you become a little more self-aware in your old age. And I'm talking as if like 30s, I'm like the wisdom giver of the fucking campfire circle. I'm not trying to be like that, but I'm just saying, as you get older, your experiences in the information you collect over those years, you reflect on it a bit more and you start seeing where you fuck up and it becomes depressing, you know, like that self-awareness settles in and you're looking at your life and be like, I've accomplished jack shit. And you can either be upset about it or you can just like look at it and be like, yeah, that's funny. That's funny. That was just a bit, you know, the first 30 were a bit. I'll start getting a little serious now, right? I'll start, you know, putting one foot in front of the other, maybe start making some headway towards, I don't know, being an adult. But it just doesn't seem fun, you know? It just doesn't seem fun. To not like have any excitement. You notice that too? Like you young guys that do listen to this pod right now, you got excitement, you know? The world is still new to you. After a year or two, or years, I should say, after like 5 years of the same monotonous like activities that you put yourself through and you realize like there's like a day of reckoning that's upon you. And I don't want to scare you, okay? I don't want to scare you from your fun. But there will be a moment where you sit back and you look back a few years and you're like, what the fuck have I been doing? And that's good, because that means you were having fun. If you don't have that moment, I feel bad for you. There should be a moment in a guy's life that you just be like, holy fuck, I've pissed away like a lot of years doing nothing. I hate these fucks these like business gurus and all that are like, you know what, bro? As soon as you get out of high school, you got to be hustling. You got to be thinking about your future. Fuck that. Why? you're putting so much stress on young people now to be like, beyond what they should be thinking. You're putting so much stress on these young guys to be this CEO by the age of 22. Don't. Fuck that. Go have fun. Don't listen to these Gary V faggots. Do you think that those guys are having fun? Imagine just sitting there talking out of your ass every day, which I do, okay? Which I do. If you're a young guy that listens to this podcast, don't listen to those fucking losers. What you need to do every weekend is wake up at 7 o'clock on a Saturday, head to garage sales, and sell Hot Wheels on fucking eBay. Does that sound like fun to you? Does that sound like a good time? What you need to do is read a book every hour on the hour until you have all the knowledge in the world so that way you can sell used teacups on Amazon. Ugh. No, you should be doing in your 20s. You should be waking up at about 11:30 a.m. just trying to recollect your evening and figure out who the fuck is that laying beside me? How did I meet this person? You know? And what happened? Do we sleep with one another? Do I have an STI? You should be playing like all these questions. You should be reciting all these questions in your head that should give you mass amounts of anxiety. You know? Fuck, do I have... Oh, God, do I have a dirty dick? Do I have a rotten dick right now? Fuck. Jesus Christ. And you know, like, you should live in anxiety every weekend. You wake up and be like, what the fuck did I do? You know? Worried about your career at 20 is so stupid. Dumb. This is bad advice too, if you want to go down the path that I went down, okay? This is bad advice, but I truly believe that you need to go out and get some experience. I'm not saying that, hey, if you're working a blue collar job and you just so happen to be working towards a journeyman ticket, by all means, you know, but I'm not sitting here trying to be like, bro, you need to wake up every day motivated, ready to go at it, and fucking be at the garage sale before the old people get there. You got the early bird gets the worm type mentality. You're like, kiss my fucking ass. Go have some goddamn fun, because you know what? One day you're going to wake up and realize that you wasted all your youthful years trying to chase some fucking dumbass dream that didn't make sense at that time. And then in your older years, you can look at your mistakes at your younger. You got to fuck up. You got to fuck up. Truly. Imagine that. Oh, God. You know, I was one of those, like, I had those moments, but I just kind of did what I wanted. You know, I would look at something like MMA. I looked at MMA and I was like, I want to do that. You know, it's a stupid fucking thing. Like, fuck. I just want to fight for fun. Okay. I want to go in there. I want to learn martial arts for fun, fight somebody. And it taught discipline and whatnot, but it was fun. I had a good time. I met good guys. We go out party, chase pussy. Do what dudes do. That's what made it extremely fun. Because you were surrounded with other guys being fellas. That was the enjoyment of it. And you need that. Young guys, I can't stress enough that you gotta go fuck up for a while. You gotta have your dad sit you down at some point, or your mom, or somebody close to you and be like, Jesus Christ, man, don't you think you're going a little hard lately? What's your plans for the future? Someone should sit you down, like, if you're doing it right, somebody should sit you down at about 22, 23 and be like, what's your plans for the future? That's how you know you had fun from 18 to 23. And I know in the States, like, you don't get to start drinking until you're 21, which is gay.
Gay.
Thank you, Senior Chad. You know? So that, like, prolongs the process. So for the American young lads that are listening to this, somebody should be sitting you down when you're about 24, 25 and be like, what do you think the cards hold in the future? You know, that conversation should be happening at some point in your life, I think, as a young guy. Women, I don't know. I don't give advice to women. Be a whore, please. We need more of them. That's another thing I don't understand with you young guys complaining that women are whores. Too many of them are whores, right? They're all dumb. You can easily, like, you see these ladies in these interviews, right? They're all, like, borderline retarded. You just got to learn the game. The game has changed just a little bit. You just got to convince them that you are something that you're not, and you can fuck them, right? You got companion. When you're a young guy, I don't understand this looking for love traditional bullshit, okay? I never have. Even when I was, your age, I never understood that. Like the, you got to be married by 22. I was watching some guys get married at 22, and I was just thinking to myself, this isn't going to end well, right? This isn't going to end well. I know that guy way too well. I know his true intentions to put out into the world. And I'll tell you one thing for free. At 22 years old, I don't think he's ready to be a husband, let alone a loyal one, eh? So, like, this podcast is designed to also to give horrible advice to people and really try to validate those feelings that you have and ideas of being a little bit of a degenerate. So I like that. You know, I'm 32 now, right? I'm 32 years old now. And as I look back and I see the younger generation coming up, and when I go out and I'm just floating around, if I'm out somewhere and the young fellas are going hard, they're getting pissed up, having a good time, being an idiot, saying stupid shit, doing dumb activities, you know, being jackasses. I like that. I like going out somewhere, and if I'm sitting down for a meal and I see some young boys and they're getting fucking riled up, you know, 18, 20 years old, and you can see the fucking drinks are starting to go. I'm like, all right, these guys are going to Trojan horse some fucking bar tonight and get thrown the fuck out. I like that. You know, it's a good reminder of like where you came from. And I'm a huge advocate on being a bit of a shithead. I truly am. You know what? I went off the old redneck Dr. Phil over here has gone off for too long, okay? And with age comes wisdom, right? So let's get into this. Our first headline of the day. Chinese marathon runner chain smokes his way through an entire race. An entire race. Chain smokes it, baby. Is there video of this? I didn't see video. Up next, Flames Front. No, we don't want that. Okay, we'll read this out for you here. Long distance runners are regarded as some of the best athletes in the world and known to be incredibly health conscious. Ha! Way to open that up. We won't give his name away. For a runner known as Uncle Chen. You know what? Uncles always give the best advice, and they always run through life in a fashion that you respect as a young dude. As a young dude, you know, there's guys out there that men and men only respect. You know, a lady doesn't look at that and go like, oh, wow. He seems to be doing well for himself. You can hear why would he smoke in a marathon? You can hear the questions, right? Well, that doesn't seem very smart. And that's what separates us men and women, right? Dudes and females, as I like to say. Dudes, look at this, right? You look at this article and you think to yourself, that is fucking awesome. And if that didn't like run through your head, that this guy kicks ass. And if that something similar to what I just said didn't go through your brain when you heard me read that headline, you, my friend, are not a dude. You don't understand like a dude's mentality. This right here is respected. You know, he's defying science before your eyes. Oh, you can't smoke and be a marathon runner. Uncle Chen is 50 years old, put back a pack of darts while running a goddamn marathon. I think damn well you can smoke and run a marathon. The best picture is coming up, by the way. The 50-year-old marathon runner has left people worldwide stunned after photos of him chain-smoking during a marathon run in China went viral this week. Look at that. Pulling out a fresh dart, about to spark up. And he's just looking in the... I love the look of this guy in this photo right here. Can I get this... we want just that photo. Look at that guy. What a fucking champion. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. He's pulling out a fresh dart And he's looking at that camera with eyes of like, you don't even know what you're looking at, do you? You're looking into the soul of a true athlete, a true dude right here. You guys sit back and you fucking drink your little, you know, like Uncle Hack fucking in his gay fucking oatmeal smoothies in the morning. So that way you can have a little fruit for a fruit. You know what I'm saying? And Uncle Chan over here is putting back a fresh deck of fucking cigs, hacking darts like he's outside of a goddamn local karaoke bar. In a small town. He's got a fresh pack of cigs. And he's fucking going hard. And that look on his face just tells you everything that you need to know about the guy. He's defying the odds of science, of everything that everybody sat there and be like, well, if you smoke, you can't be an athlete. You can't do that if you smoke. 50 years old. What a legend. What a fucking legend. Let's go deeper into the article. Uncle Chan pulls a cigarette from a pack in Jiang. I think I nailed that. I'm getting quite good at my Chinese. Marathon. Chan, according to Runner's World, finished the Jiang Marathon in Jiande, China, while inhaling cigarette smoke the whole entire time. See, this is... The writing in this is atrocious right there. You had like so many opportunities to really bring out how great this is right there. Inhaling cigarette smoke. He was puffing darts like a champion. You know, this guy right here is just making every beer league hockey player proud right now, right? You go up and you put in 60 minutes at beer league, right? What do? Right after, I watch guys smoking in back in the day. We were allowed to smoke in the dressing room on Sunday nights down in the old fucking corn town, baby. Until the town got a little upset. He's spaghetti, beep, boop, beep, boop. Can't smoke in the rooms no more. Blah. Right? Yeah, we used to have a couple cigs after beer leagues right in the room. They let you smoke right in the room. Couple cigarettes. But I've watched numerous men, and I didn't even really smoke that much at that time, but I'd fucking have a jet in between periods. Why the fuck wouldn't you? Opportunities right there. Even if you don't smoke, you almost feel obligated to with the privilege of being able to smoke inside a dressing room. That's an honor to do something so nice. More surprisingly, however, that he crossed the finish line in 3 hours and 28 minutes, a very respectable time that placed him well into the top half of the 1,500 runner field. Hell yeah. Uncle Chen, again, once again, defying odds. Canadian Running Magazine reports the photos of Chen were posted by a race organizer to Chinese social media site called Weibo. The organizers also posted a photo of him finishing... Of his finishing certificate. Okay, my bad. Chen, according to the magazine, also smoked his way through the 2018, we're going to try it, Gangzhou Marathon and the 2019 Jimen Marathon. There he is. Shows him running and sparking one up. And then this guy's got his like arms out, you know? Look like he got picked last in dodgeball by running like that, you know? One of those guys that you'd be like, something's off there. You know, when you see a guy, you can tell by how a guy runs on his sexual preference at times. And like, this guy's got this going. You know, Uncle Chan probably has shoved that dick in thousands of women. And if he hasn't, he needs to. Maybe he's like, he's so elite that pussy doesn't even... It doesn't even fucking faze him anymore, you know? He's at that level of dude where chasing women and all that doesn't do anything for him, you know? When you reach that, never mind. Some of you don't know what I'm talking about. I gotta recognize it, you know? There becomes a point where like, Uncle Chen here has been through enough divorces that you just kind of view females different, you know? It's, for instance, like we all know somebody that's went through a divorce, right? And what happens in that initial first phase of the divorce happening? Like the conversation, right? We're not even talking about getting to the paperwork. It's like, hey, I want to separate from you. And in that initial phase right there, the disgust that gentleman has for females in general, they're all just gashes. They're all just worthless pieces of flesh. Just cum buckets, you know, they immediately go to that. They view all women under the same umbrella, just complete useless people, right? And anything that a woman can say, they just sit there and shake their head. It doesn't matter if it's the most insightful, educational piece of literature that could be produced in this day of age, they still just look and be like, why doesn't that bitch just shut the fuck up? You know, we all have someone like that in our lives. Maybe Uncle Chen has been through so many of those phases of like where he thought love was real to now he finds enjoyment out of experiences and defying science before our eyes with something like this. You know, women are just NPCs in his world is what I'm getting at. And every now and then he loves the pleasure that they can offer him, but he's more focused on something much deeper as being the dude that we all needed to be, that we all intend to be. My apologies. What a legend. That photo is iconic. That is up there with like the Ali photo, right? Where he's standing over, can't remember his name, standing over that photo right there. The photo of Mike Tyson with the coke ring. And then, like, this has got to be on the Mount Rushmore of like, photography of sports. Firing up a jet. There's got to be another. I seen one where he had a cig hanging out of his lips. And that's, like, he looked like a carpenter hammering and holding, like, putting the initial nail in. And the stink eye because the smoke is going up and it's kind of tearing you up. So you close the one eye and then you squint the other and then you have the cig, whatever side the dart is hanging out of, you close that eye and then you safety squint the other one. So that way you can A, see the nail or whatever you're doing in front of you. Beautiful. The cig squint is different than the safety squint. The safety squint's a double squint, and the SIG squint is, it's a one eye closed with like a quarter open. So that way, and you get a good lean, so that way the smoke has an opportunity to not enter both eyes. As well as running marathons, it's reported that Uncle Chen is also an ultra marathon runner. Get the fuck out of here. Distancing up to 50 kilometers or running for 12 hours. How many darts do you think he puts back in a 12-hour run? Two packs? God damn. All the while, the use of performance-enhancing drugs is prohibited in most of the sporting world. There are technically no rules that ban smoking during these Chinese marathons. However, CBS reports that some Weibo users express frustration that Chen is continually allowed to smoke while running, saying it's not fair to the other athletes running in his vicinity. Well, always somebody fucking complaining. Instead of sitting back and celebrating somebody defying the odds of science, which we've been over again, there's always, well, I don't like the cigarette smoke in my face. Maybe you should be faster. Maybe you should be better than Uncle Chen. In fact, if Uncle Chen is out here smoking a pack of fucking cigarettes while you're trying to run the same marathon, you should be embarrassed you're behind him, shouldn't you? Sitting there, well, I don't like the fact that there's cigarette smoke in my face. I fucking hate this generation. Everybody's just... Instead, I would be honored to have Uncle Chen's cigarette smoke blast me in the face while I'm trying to beat him in a marathon. A, it's all about perspective, for one. If some 50-year-old is putting back cig after cig, and I don't like the smell of cigarette smoke while I'm trying to run. Boo fucking who. Time for a little ad read. DangerCatShop.com for all the upcoming dates on our stand-up tour. We just added a plethora of new dates, which you probably heard at the beginning of the episode, and you can get your tickets there. All Danger Cats merch available on the store. I'm currently working on new designs and everything. I'm hoping to have it drop in the new year. Maybe early spring is what I'm looking at, and we're bringing back some old items, some new items. I want, some of them customizable fucking things that I did in the past instead of just the t-shirts and hoodies that we have in the site right now. But those are available on the website right now. And if you use the promo code podcast69, you will get 15% off your order today. Patreon.com/DangerCat69. All roast battles, 1 through 6. All the roasts you need. And plus an exclusive episode of the Uncle Hack podcast every week, Thursday at 3 p.m. We drop an exclusive episode for you. That's right. You give me your money, I give you exclusive content and episodes of this podcast and things that happen behind the scenes at Danger Cats as well. We're slowly making our way to vlogging a bit more, and maybe we'll have some extra scenes that can't quite make it on social media, and we'll put them on there. Anyways, that's patreon.com/dangercat69. Back to the episode. Well, running, saying it's not fair to the other athletes running in his vicinity. All right, yes. The clouds of smoke that are hitting you in the face. That is the total reason. That is the exact reason why you're not winning the marathon, right? There's always like some little excuse. Oh, well, I figured that we could just maybe not let him race anymore. Yeah. Or just be better. Quit sucking ass. Give this man a fucking break. There it is. Chinese marathon runner smokes. Fuck. That is just sheer genius. I love the shit out of that. That is cool as hell. That is cool as hell. I don't give a fuck what any... That's the most dude shit on the planet. Athleticism mixed with debauchery. Is dude shit MC squared. That's dude C squared, you know? Dude athleticism right there. I'm talking like beer leagues. And especially when you're good. When you're like a piss bag, dart smoking, you know, you got the whole, all the odds stacked against you, and then you're good. It's like Theron Fleury, right? Take away the Graham James shit and the, you know, all the QAnon shit that he's up to. That guy was blasted out of his tree playing in the NHL. Blasted out of his fucking tree playing in the NHL. And we don't even think of that, right? We put everything else that he's been through. I don't know if you've ever done anything hammered or high as fuck. It's rather difficult. In fact, it's 10 times more difficult than doing that sport sober, you know, having everything in line. And to play at the peak level on the planet, like Uncle Chen, 50 years old, running an ultra marathon, I will put my bottom dollar, okay? I will put everything that I have in my name against anybody that listens to this podcast. I forgot to mention that. That to go against him in an ultra marathon, and I'm talking like off the whatever we are, 1 week from today, to go against Uncle Chen, who's putting back a pack of six, there isn't fucking that should be celebrated. Same with like Theron Fleury. You imagine that? Try, dude, I've been in men's hockey tournaments, 6 beers deep in the heading into the first game, and I am fucking tits up half the time. My titties are looking square at the ceiling because my boots are fucking around my ankles. When I, you know, when you try to get hot stepping and you miscalculate like your center of gravity, and next thing you know, you're yoip. And you're staring at the ceiling with the wind knocked out of you. And meanwhile, you know, a guy like Thurin, who's playing in the fucking NHL, hammered out of his... Danny Heatley, another one, gunned out of his tree. Gunned out of his tree. 50-07. And there's plenty more athletes out there that can play their sport at peak level fucked up. That's the most dude shit ever. You don't top that. You don't top that at all. You're goddamn right. That deserves a fucking Uncle Chen, baby. Uncle motherfucking Chen. God bless that dude. God bless that dude. I put out this video not long ago of me pretending that I was at the Emergency Act inquiry, and it got a little bit of traction on, and I'm not talking about them bringing up my name at the Emergency Act inquiry. I'm talking about me like making up that I was there and green screening myself into, being interviewed. Facebook is overlooked in my world. I do. I overlook it so much, and there's so much fun to be had because there's way too many old people that do not understand the internet. They have no fucking idea what people are capable of doing on the internet, and they take everything as truth. And is that a problem? 100% it is. Is it fun for a shithead like myself? Oh, baby, is it ever. Oh, it is a sweet delicacy that I need to pay a little bit more attention to, you know? I got to put a little bit more effort into that side of social media and try and dupe people into thinking what they're viewing is real. Is a, like I said, it's a delicacy. It is like it's like a sweet treat that you didn't know existed, and you just get the opportunity to sink your teeth into it every now and then. Knowing that there are just, this is the problem that we have. Now here, I stop exactly. Okay. But here's the issue, okay? Here's the issue is that generation grew up on the TV telling them no lies, right? The TV just gave them everything that they needed to know, right? There was no thinking outside of the box or questioning anything. The TV told me, so it must be true. And then the internet came around, where idiots like myself who can use their creativity to dupe people into thinking things are true when clearly they are not. This isn't the first time I've done this either. And I love being reminded that this avenue of comedy exists for me, because now I'll lean into it a little heavier for the next little while until I get distracted and go down a different path. But seeing comments on a Facebook video of being like, this guy is a fucking asshole, you know? I can't believe somebody would say something like this at the Emergency Act inquiry, and they all believe it's true, is just, I couldn't ask for a better way to start my week when I'm reading shit like that. People thinking that it actually happened. First off, just knowing that, that somebody is out there losing their mind and bringing it up, maybe at a dinner table or wherever it may be, and bitching about me and what I have to, and my little fucking stupid video that I used or I made one evening, so that way they can go fucking bananas about it, it's a chef's kiss. It's everything I dreamed of, right? It's everything that I've dreamed of inside my head that I can just like, oh, fuck. Those moments right there is where I pat myself on the back, okay? Those are the very few moments where I take a little time and be like, you know what? Maybe you are doing the right thing. Maybe you are on the right path, young man. Maybe, just maybe, everything that you've questioned in the past 4 years on where you're going with this doesn't matter. For moments like that, it's just having some old person believing like what you're doing in that video is true. For those that don't know what I'm talking about, what I did is There was, in the Emergency Act inquiry, the opening day, I believe, they had two residents from Ottawa, and it, now, it may be a surprise, right? We made fun of the blind woman, okay? The blind woman that was on the Emergency Act inquiry, we made fun of him on this show. I'm roping you in so I can feel less guilty about the things that I said was about somebody with a disability. Because that's what I do. I don't take full-on responsibility. I spread it out amongst those that find this show in their rotation of podcast listenings. And you have to accept some responsibility because, you know, without you listening to this show and me not trying to further where the line needs to be, and by crossing it, on top of it, that's a little bit on you. Just sheer narcissism over here. Sheer, no, not taking no response. But anyways, because of that, right, we keep furthering ourselves and I got to find new ways to entertain not only you, but even myself. Jesus Christ, you imagine that? All day long, I got to sit here and come up with ideas. Speaking of which, hang out until the end. For those fellas that do listen to this, I got a special treat for you. Okay. And fuck, here we go. By tailing off, I forget what I'm talking about. And, that's the joy of this podcast. But in that video, I took the questions that were taken from that specific video because I find that funny. Now, there is a method to my madness and there's layers behind it that a lot of people I don't think will ever get. And it's just for me and me only, I guess. But I took those questions from those two, the blind woman and that lady that was just like, that has the class action lawsuit against the city of Ottawa for all the honking because it caused like PTSD or whatever it was or whatever she's trying to justify. It's another one of those like self-righteous loser, my generation fucking dipshits that think that the world needs to revolve around them. You know, those people and sits up there and be like, and just a pretentious cunt the whole time, like trying to like posture up a little bit and make themselves seem like they were a victim and that they didn't antagonize anybody. It's just like there's mental illness revolving around that. Even what I do, there's definitely fucking something. There's switches that aren't turned on that need to like connect at some point to figure it out. But I took those questions and then answered them as like somebody who would have had a good time at the convoy and put it out onto the internet. And I did my best to make it look like I was actually at the inquiry. And the little sprinkle is like I'm wearing the blackface shirt, the blackface Trudeau shirt in there, which you can get at DeidreKetchup.com. and people that think that this is real, to think that some idiot. Now, I know Pat King was at the Emergency Act Inquiry telling fucking sick jokes for the crowd, keeping them entertained. But just to know that people think that was real is just a chef's kiss. You know, I got to do more like that. I got to sit there and think about these ideas and bring it up more often. Speaking of which, more ideas. We have something special for you. Okay. So this is great. This is fun from this is again one of these things that could possibly get me in trouble, but I don't know. I'm not too worried about. You hear comedians say, "Don't cancel me." In fact, please do. A cancellation just helps me. Quite honestly, think don't cancel me. I'm asking you to try and cancel me. That would be phenomenal. Helps me sell more tickets. Okay, Heavy Lies the Crown tweets out this. Dylan and Jeffrey Marsh, both biological males, are now sponsored by a sanitary product companies, Tampax and Fluid Project. You literally couldn't make this shit up. Two more companies off my list. Two that I would have given money to, as I actually have periods, for fuck's sakes. This is... Why do trans people need maxi pads? I don't get that. This is designed... But that's not... I'm just reading the tweet that this person quote tweeted, right? Tanya Marshall, clinical psychotherapist author, tweets out, "This is designed intentionally to gaslight, abuse, and destabilize women and girls. Say no. Take your money away from Tampax and anyone else. Men, please help in this hellscape. This affects society as a whole." Now, this tweet right here is what we're going to talk about, okay? First off, this is designed intentionally to gaslight, abuse, and destabilize women and girls. Say no, take your money away from Tampax and anyone else. Now, here's what we're going to talk about. Men, please help women in this hellscape. This affects society as a whole. Now, as a guy, right? As a guy, we have come to learn that anytime we say anything or do anything, it doesn't get projected in a positive manner, as if we're standing up for females, right? All of a sudden, now men are wanted. Isn't it like, ladies, first off, this has a lot to do with you, okay? With the female sports and this inclusivity shit, guys are guys. We mob together, we do our thing together, right? Now this is a tough path to navigate because if dudes, think about this, right? We've talked about when you got to go over to the girlfriend's friend's house. We don't like inviting girlfriends on guys' trips, but girls like inviting dudes on guys' trips. Now, that's tribal mentality. We got our friends. We don't really like to make more friends, you know? When you're younger, you love to fucking mingle about and be in different crowds, hang out, and have evenings with one another, but you don't. As you get older, your circle gets smaller, a little more tighter. You hang out with just certain people, right? You're not always looking to be friends with 1,000 fucking people, and that's just how we roll. Now, ladies are always just looking to fucking include, until the point it just bites you in the ass. And then guess what? Who has to come and clean up the mess? The fellas. Men, can you come help? This ain't our problem. First off, our pussies don't bleed. Right? I'm looking for validation here, guys. I'm swimming alone. First off, yeah, like with this whole thing, you know, the mentally ill guys that we kind of like, we're like, I don't like that guy. Get him out of here. Now they got fucking, they're left. And what are they doing? They're chopping the cock off, trying to become a woman. That's every trans person, by the way. That's how they got there. It's like, they couldn't hang with the guys. So we just like, get out of here. Get out of here. And they're like, maybe I can be a woman. And now the women are like, get out of here. Now they're just left with other cockless dudes. That's how I put everything together here, say. That's how this all works, say. My science behind this, say. Now, please, men, please help women in this hellscape. No. Do it yourself. Oh, it's always when the world is crumbling around that all of a sudden the knight in shining armor has to show up and make sure that your fucking little universe is taken care of. I think it's time that we just let the ladies just like try and figure this one out for themselves, right? Look what happened when J.K. Rowling was like, no, women are women. I can't believe it. You know, you think we don't like noise as it is. As a dude, I don't like a lot of noise. Right, I don't want to put myself in the fucking something that isn't going to benefit me. Right, as a guy, I'm not going to do anything that doesn't like what benefit is it? So I'm just going to get into arguments with fucking mentally ill people. Is that what I'm going to do? I do that already. I go to comedy clubs. I hang out with mentally ill guys. I'm mentally ill. You think I want to argue with myself? And then secondly, I don't fucking care. You know, as a guy, I don't care. Can I fuck it? Sure. Will it do in a pinch? Absolutely. You know? This affects society. Yeah. And you idiots let it happen. You know? You idiots let it happen. We're always like, oh, fuck. Well, the guys will clean up all the mess. Oh, they'll go to war for us. No, 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 no. You guys burnt your bridge, you know? You burnt your bridge. There's too much going on where the all of a sudden the expectations for guys have now rose up when it's in times of adversity for women to take control of their little world that they got going on, you know? Dudes don't like a lot of noise. You know what I'm saying? We don't like a lot of fucking noise in our ear, chatter in our ear, you know? We can argue on the internet and then we just put our phone down and we're, I'd say probably like, most guys that I know anyways, 10 minutes later, forget what they were even arguing about on the internet and they just continue down the little road that they were on and they enjoy their day, right? They just continue on the little boat path that they were on and enjoy their day. In fact, they're the only time that they remember is when they go back to the app and then there's had comments and they're like, oh yeah. And then they go back to being angry for that time and arguing back and forth. Then you put your phone down, you go grab another beer and you're like, oh fuck, the hockey game's on. You put that on, you forget that you're arguing again. And then now you're just trying to drag us into these arguments to do your fucking bullshit for you. For what? We're going to argue with the, you know, this doesn't look like a sane person to me, you know? You don't look in those eyes and see a sane person. First off, what sane person who cuts the, like, does the surgery, doesn't cut it off, they, like, insert it inside you, have you seen this? And then they got to dilate forever, they got to keep, like, a butt plug in their pussy to make sure that the pussy doesn't, like, weld shut again? I don't know if you know that, but I'm an expert in trans surgery. So that's what happens. They split it like a hot dog. You know when you overcook a hot dog on the barbecue for too long and then the pressure inside, like all it causes, it busts a seam. So that seam, it's like that. And you take that, like it's like you split your hot dog and then you fold it and put it inside. And then you got to have a butt plug for your dick pussy. And then you just keep that in there and you got to dilate your pussy because you know, the body thinks like, oh fuck, what is this? So now you got a butt plug pussy going on. And if you don't dilate every day, and it's apparently extremely uncomfortable, which I totally understandable, right? You got a fucking drain plug in your front bum. So That's the surgery. So now that you explain that. So now, and personally, I thought trans people only, like trans girls, I thought they only bled out their ass. Boom! There it is. Why would they need a Tampax? This is just like extreme cosplay is what it is at this point. You know, it's just like extreme cosplay. We've allowed people to like really think whatever's in their head is true, you know, like these furries, like they believe, I don't think that they believe that they're cats. Maybe they do. I don't fucking know, but we just like, we need bullying. You know what? We need bullying more than ever. Bullying just solved a lot of these problems. And this whole, like everybody should love everybody is the dumbest fucking thing I've heard. It's impossible. I don't like a lot of people. How am I supposed to love them? You know, I can respect them, but I don't want to love them. I don't want to fucking give them I don't even like talking to them. I don't even want to give them the respect of a conversation half the time. I like being left alone. And now this lady's trying to drag us into this argument that we don't even want to be in. Just let the fucking, you know what? At some point, they're going to just kind of dissipate, you know, in terms of reproduction. We're in dangerous water right now. Anything and everything I say is definitely on the brink of the end of me. Granted, somebody cares enough to go through these podcasts and clip this and make me out to be just the evil son of a bitch. Now, our last tweet we're going to bring up. This is great. Tampax US tweets out this. Fact, not all women have periods. Also a fact, not all people with periods are women. Let's celebrate the diversity of all people who bleed. Ay, 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 ay. Not all women have periods. Also a fact, not all people with periods are women. Let's celebrate the diversity. I hate that the corporate world is leaning into this shit. It's just, it's terribly sad is what it is. It's just this gross way of trying to increase profits. Because, like, let's be honest, do trans women really need Tampax? Do they? Like, is their pussy bleed? Like, it doesn't make any fucking sense why they would need it, right? Now, call me crazy, and I haven't looked that deep into it, but this just seems like a nice, like, marketing ploy to, A, drag in those. Because, like, biological women need this project that they're up to and trying to force women to put things in their pussy to stop it from bleeding. Or at least, like, you know, drain plug them. this little product that they have, like, biological women, probably, like, yeah, they need it. So they're kind of trying to, like, draw in, being like, hey, look, you know the hippie chicks that, like, free bleed? They're trying to drag them into buying their product again. And then, like, yeah, then the cosplay women people that, then it's like fun. I'm like, oh, I'm on my period. How do you just imagine that? They just have like a monthly calendar and be like, oh, I'm on my period. I can't. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? That's a freshly installed. That's a new muffler. What are you talking about? You can't just fucking, what? How could there be an engine leak on a fucking electric car? I don't know. There's a gas leak on this electric car over here. Just fucking, holy fuck, that is it. That's kind of a similar. Yeah, fucking, yeah, the other day, imagine, that's how you can argue this. It's stupid, I'm sorry, it's funny. Fucking, imagine your one buddy who buys a Tesla. I understand that there is still fucking gas in there, okay? I'm not that it's stupid, but think of, like, say the car was fully electric, right? And your buddy's like, fuck, I just bought that goddamn car over there. Fully electric, has a gas leak. What? Yeah. Well, yeah, I just turned into a woman and now all of a sudden my pussy's bleeding. Genius. I love that. It's a love-hate because it's entertaining to laugh at. It's a lot of fun to have a little giggle at. But it's just complete insanity at this point that corporate America is like leaning into it because they're like, oh yeah, you know, it'll increase profits this year. It's just trying to get people who don't even need maxi pads to use maxi pads. It's genius on their behalf. You know, when you start seeing it, it's like, ah, okay. So that we got an increased population of trans women, you say? Wait, so let's say, so if a chick turns into a guy, does the period still happen? Like, do they bleed out of their dick? That's a market that they're not touching on. Too dangerous or what? Oh, you know what? Who cares? Anyways, the last thing I want to leave on, okay. Listen, for the holidays this year, I've come up with an idea, okay? I've come up with an idea for you guys out there, okay? I don't know what I'll tell you what. You know what I'll do? If your lady is in astrology, get a hold of me. We will set up a fake card reading. And let's say she's not doing the dishes or anything like that, or there's something in there that you want to happen. Maybe it's a threesome or whatever it is. This is completely manipulating your relationship with astrology because it's all bullshit, right? Astrology and card reading. I will do a fake card reading and make up a bunch of horse shit. Whatever it is, I'll spin it in a way to make it seem, and I'll even go to the distance to look like a horoscope reader. I don't know, a card reader. And I'll go and we'll do a fake Zoom meeting so that way you can get what you want for the holiday season and I get what I want, which is content, okay? So there you have it. I'm telling you right now, this is my plan, okay? This is my plan. So I'm going to be a fake card reader, okay? And you bring me your problems of your girl, okay? You tell me them, and we'll set up, and you can be like, hey, babe, this guy's a real great card reader. I was able to sneak in a last-minute booking and make it seem like I'm the greatest card reader of all time, very underground, and you heard it from somebody. You tell her whatever you need to tell her. And I will do a fake card reading that will benefit you in the relationship is what I'll do. That's how goddamn good I am to the guys. I'm for the boys, for the boys, for the boys. So if you are having problems in your relationship, you reach out to old uncle, okay? You reach out to old uncle, I'll do the fake card reading to benefit the relationship in your favor. Because let's be honest, all that fucking stardom shit is bullshit, right? And we might as well use it to our advantage, gentlemen. And that's using your head in the game. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Uncle Hack Podcast, and we will see you next Thursday at 3 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Good evening.